The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is brought to you by Alum Creek RV and Marine. And it's also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today. It is Memorial Day, and so today we are going to do a show entitled Dr. Kvitko Gives a Memorial Day Tribute to Our Military Personnel in this History of Military Dental Care from the Revolutionary War through modern day. Now, I don't know if we're going to get all the way through modern day. I'm going to do my best, but, you know, I actually discovered as I was preparing for the show that it has been 101 years since the establishment of the U.S. Army Dental Corps. It was established in 1911, and so I probably should have done this show last year at the 100th anniversary of the establishment of the U.S. Army Dental Corps, but I missed it by a year, so it's 101 years ago. 1911 is when this was formed. Before we go into that, I want to, you know, first of all, wish everyone a happy Memorial Day. I am personally dressed with my patriotic tie with red, white, and blue and stars and stripes, the whole thing, and a little pin, a little flag. I'm an immigrant. I was actually born in Canada, and my parents brought us here when I was about 2.5, and they wanted to make a better life in this country for us. Not that Canada is a bad place, but apparently the taxes are so much higher up there that my father felt that he could do better for his family down here in the United States. Now, having become a naturalized citizen when I was 18, I took the test that you go down and you raise your right hand, and assuming you pass the test, and you become a U.S. citizen. And since that time, I have never missed voting. I think that sometimes the folks that were not born here kind of appreciate the country a little bit more than those that were. I think sometimes the people that were take it for granted. Now, because I vote every time, I feel like that gives me the right to complain as well. So I remember when my parents, mom and dad would complain about this or that, whether it was some government rule or some tax issue, and I thought to myself, they've never taken the step to actually get approved to vote, you know, become a citizen and vote. And I think that people that don't vote maybe ought to maybe keep their mouth shut. No offense to those of you that don't vote, but, and it does feel at times like one vote doesn't matter, but it really does, as we've learned, when some of these issues and presidential campaigns or elections come down to just a very small number. Now, I've always said, and I lost both my mom and dad now. My dad passed away when he was about 60 back in 1987. And I made a promise to myself then that I wanted to remember him on his birthday, which is October 26th, not the day that he passed away. But this year, see, my mom passed away last Memorial Day. And so tomorrow is the 1-year anniversary of losing my mom. And didn't think that it was going to quite affect me as it has, but there have been so many times when I used to call her at least weekly and we would just talk. And, you know, it wasn't about anything, but it was just nice to hear her voice. So I just thought, even though I'm breaking my rule about remembering my dad, not remembering my dad when he died, but when he lived, meaning his birthday, I'm going to break my rule and remember my mom today and, you know, keep her in your prayers for me. All right, now, you all know that Dentistry from the Heart, which is a all-day charity event that we hold, where we'll be providing free dentistry to a ton of people, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 630, is around the corner. It takes place on June 15th. It's a Friday. It's all day. People start lining up just after midnight the night before. We have one more meeting, which is June 5th at my office, 5 p.m., 4308 North High Street. So anyone that would like to come out and help, maybe you didn't tell us you wanted to help before because you didn't know what you'd be doing on June 15th, and now if you're still not busy, we could use your help. Dentists, we still need a few more dentists. So if you have a dentist, call him or her and say, hey, why don't you go help Dr. Kavicko and all of his friends, all of those 120 or so volunteers, provide free dentistry on June 15th because it's a wonderful, wonderful thing and is very rewarding to do. Now, since I mentioned that we might not have time to get through all of the tribute to the dentist that served in the military on this Memorial Day, and we mentioned that it was 101 years ago, 1911, when the U.S. Army Dental Corps was formed, and okay, so let's go to the Revolutionary War. It starts out pretty cool. Revolutionary War, by the way, was 1776 through 1781. The Continental Army was established on June 14th in 1775 without any idea of providing dental support to troops. That practice and later policy that soldiers were responsible for their own dental care continued until 1901. Okay, 10 years before the U.S. Army Dental Corps was formed. Although there were several notable exceptions, and here's one which was kind of cool. In 1776, Paul Revere performed the first recorded case of military forensic identification on the remains of MG, which I'll have to apologize. I don't know what MG stands for. I don't know if it's Master General or what it stands for. Joseph Warren at Bunker Hill, about 10 months after Warren's death in that famous battle. And that's pretty cool, and it reminded me and my wife, we were talking about this show, how we've yet to have a forensic dentist on the show. And I've put out a couple inquiries. I also want to get a coroner, and I even spoke to the lobbyist for the Coroner's Association and haven't heard back. So if you know a coroner or if you're a forensic dentist, send an email to drkavitko@aol.com. And let my staff know that you're interested, and we'd love to have you on the show and talk more about that. Okay, now, so in the early Republic, during the War of 1812 with England, and you know when I say that, I think it's so funny, because I watch Jay Leno a lot, and he does that, what's he called, jaywalking, yeah, where he goes out and asks questions that you would think everybody would be able to answer, and they can't. So, for example, this Revolutionary War, I remember him asking people, who did we fight in the Revolutionary War? And people would say things like Germany, France, you know. It was just amazing. Okay, so anyway, the War of 1812 with England and the Mexican War of 1846 to 1848 and the westward settlement of America. Soldiers, what they did was they would seek needed care from civilian dentists. And in remote locations where no civilian dental source was available, Army physicians and hospital stewards, some with a little bit of maybe preceptor-type training in dentistry, were the only sources of emergency dental care. Accounts of the time indicate that most physicians and stewards were ill-prepared to provide this service. And as I was reading this, I realized that even I've run into physicians, let's say, that sit in my chair, and they'll tell me that, yeah, you know, I've got this really sore tooth. I think it's tooth number 36. Well, there is no tooth number 36 because we only have 32 teeth. So even today, physicians just don't know that much about the mouth. People kind of think they do because they always say open and say ah, but they're not looking at your teeth. They're not looking at your gums. They're looking behind the tonsillar pillar, the anterior tonsillar pillar, because on the right and left side, between the anterior and posterior tonsillar pillars, are the tonsils. So that's what they're looking at. They're looking at the back of your throat, the oral pharynx, the nasal pharynx, that sort of thing. Okay, now, in March of 1840, the Baltimore College of Dental Surgery was established as the first dental school. So this is 1840. Only, what would that be? Well, it's about 64 years after the Revolutionary War. And it signaled advancement that dentistry had achieved in technology, science, education, and professional organization. Even though it was a civilian event, These advances legitimized the argument by many civilian dentists of the early 1800s that the U.S. military should recognize dentistry as a specialized medical requirement. As dentistry began to promote itself as a profession, many dentists also brought attention to the government leaders that soldiers and sailors were suffering from lack of access to qualified care. In July of 1860, the American Dental Association held its first convention in Washington, D.C., and it adopted a resolution to support the appointment of dental officers for the Navy and Army. Organized dentistry continued to press the Army and Congress for military dentistry throughout the American Civil War. The note that the Southern Dental Association separated from the ADA with the division of the nation into the Northern Union and Southern Confederacy. Dental organization separation continued until 1897 when the two associations reunited under the name of the National Dental Association. And in 1922, the National Dental Association once again assumed the name American Dental Association. What's interesting about that is I had the president of the National Dental Association on my show a couple years back. The National Dental Association still, or at least there is an entity called that as we speak, but it must have sprung up at some other point, because right now the NDA is the Association for the African American Dentists. Okay, so I don't know when that was reformed. All right, Civil War, 1861 through 1865. Union soldiers continued to get dental care wherever they could, even though large numbers of potential recruits were turned away, get this, because they did not have six opposing upper and lower front teeth to bite off the end of the tough paper powder cartridges used with muzzle-loaded weapons. Isn't that interesting? They had to turn away a whole bunch of recruits because they didn't even have, you know, six opposing teeth. They didn't even have two teeth to rub together, you know? Now, answering civilian criticism of poor access to dental care, a succession of Army leaders resisting the idea of providing dentists to the Army repeated that argument that existing surgeons had the skill and knowledge to manage dental emergencies. So basically, people were saying, you need dentists, we need dentists in the military, and the Army leaders, the physicians, were saying, no, we can handle it ourselves. In 1861, so the Confederate leadership, this is interesting, the South, they were apparently more sympathetic to dental needs of soldiers, because as early as May 13th, Dr. J.B. Deadman, a North Carolina dentist who enlisted as a private in the Confederate Army, was appointed to be a post dentist. Throughout the war, dentists were being either detailed from their units or contracted as civilians to serve the Confederate military. Okay, in February of 1864, the Army of the Confederacy finally acknowledged that its soldiers could not afford dental care when the Congress of the Confederate States of America, known as CSA, passed a law to conscript dentists. It became policy that all soldiers with dental training who were already on duty were to be assigned to provide dental services, and they were to have rank, pay, and prerequisites, which is privileges, which their position in the Army entitled them. And in addition, such extra duty pay for extraordinary skill and industry as the Surgeon General will allow. Most of these dentists were hospital stewards. And I think that's a good spot where we'll kind of go to a break. But pretty interesting, isn't it? The South was more progressive when it came to providing dental care. Even though they lost the war, we still wound up with dental care for our soldiers. Now remember, it was 101 years ago, 1911, when the U.S. Army Corps was formed. That will probably be important to you later on in the show. All right, so you're listening to Dentally Speaking, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch. Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Remember the beautiful smile you had before your first set of dentures? Remember the disappointment you had when you looked at them in the mirror for the first time? The teeth were either too big or too small, or they made your lip too fat. Whatever it was, they just didn't fit your face, and you've been stuck with them ever since. And to make things worse, every time you get a new set, your dentist makes them look like the old set. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, rather than just copying the mistakes of years gone by, we'll use photos of you when you were younger to recreate your original smile. Minus any flaws he wishes to leave out, of course, we can help you turn back the clock. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
It's the real thing this spring at Alum Creek RV and Marine. Their spring RV sales event is going on now with deep discounts on new and used trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes to make room for new inventory. The 2013s are here and the last of the 2012s must go. Hours have expanded, open until 8 on Tuesday and Thursday nights. Check out their specials on service, on scooters, and their RV rentals. An award winner, 40 years and going strong, Alum Creek RV and Marine. I-71 north of Columbus, call 740-363-4068 or shop at alumcreekrvandmarine.com.
All right, welcome back to Dentally Speaking. Today is Memorial Day, and we are giving a Memorial Day tribute to our military personnel by talking about the history of military dental care from the Revolutionary War through modern day. Before I get back to that, I do want to talk about a couple things. Podcasts of these shows, all of the shows are archived in several places. Every show I've ever done, and we've been doing this for about 4.5 years now, you can find on dentallyspeaking.com, and you can find them on iTunes. Now, when you go to iTunes and you type in Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking, interestingly enough, you're going to see a screen that comes up in the top left that's going to say no match found. But if you look to the lower right and just scroll down just a tiny little bit, you'll see my face. It's there. You just click there. If you go to dentallyspeaking.com, we have oftentimes photos of our current guest or next week's guest, and we have a lot of information. One of the things that's there I thought I'd bring up now is there is a tab that you can click on, well, actually, it's a big picture, called the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund. And what that is a chance for people to donate to the events that I am working on. So things like Dentistry from the Heart, if you can imagine this, we're going to probably provide about $250,000 in free dental care on June 15th. Well, even though I have a lot of people volunteering and a lot of companies coming forward with supplies and things like that, there are still it still takes money. There are certain things you just can't get for free. So if you could go there, click on it, it will give you an opportunity. First of all, you can learn more about the charitable events, and then it also gives you an opportunity to make a donation, and we can really, really use it. Please, you know, anything you can do would be just absolutely wonderful. But in that same vein, let me mention the companies and folks that are already helping. Tim Hortons, Rumkey, Patrick J's, Kathleen Smith, and Vision Catering, Commerce Bank, Gatsby's Pizza, in Gahanna, Gresso's, North End Ranch, Mozart's Cafe and Bakery, I Am Possible Photography, Gear Gas, Inkwell, Printers, Guitar Lesson Columbus, Jerry Davis State Farm Agent, Beachwold Hardware, HandyGirlColumbus.com, the Columbus Film Commission, BW3s of Central Ohio, especially Graceland, the Continental Message Solutions. Those are the companies so far. A lot of that is in kind, but it's all appreciated. And again, but we do need some cash. So if you have some of that, I know that people don't have as much as they used to, especially if you listen to the previous show. All right, the dentists that are helping, Dr. Aaron Whitaker, Dr. Jeff Bixler, Dr. Vijay Lombardo, Dr. Kenise Bean, Dr. Kaur, Dr. Hamzi, Dr. Leslie McDougall, Dr. Matt Tomko, Dr. Don Metnis, Dr. Justin Beck, Dr. Sadanini, Dr. Robert Stevenson, Dr. Martin Herzl, and myself, of course. Okay, so thanks to all of you folks, and you know, please come on out, please donate, all those things. We could really use your help. It's a great event. Okay, so let's get back to what we were talking about. And so we left off. We were in 1864, and now, 1872, William Saunders, a hospital steward at West Point, became the first soldier to be recognized as a U.S. military dentist, 1872. And let's see, he provided dental care as part of his duties, or had been since 1858. In the late 1800s, The American Dental Association and individual dentists continue to lobby Congress for a military dental corps, but legislation introduced on this matter continued to fail. The Spanish-American War, which went from April of 1898 to December of 1898, and the Philippine Insurrection from February 1899 to July of 1902, for the first time U.S. forces were deployed to foreign soil in Cuba, Puerto Rico, and the Philippines, far away from any acceptable source of civilian dental care. That was the kicker. They couldn't just tell the soldiers to go to the local dentist if you had a toothache, or go find somebody that's had a little bit of mentoring in dentistry. So now things started to change. This is when physicians were forced to confront the reality that their medical training was deficient in care of oral conditions. Okay, the physicians at that point began to realize that. Now, a significant number of trained dentists served in the capacities of hospital stewards, and some were appointed by local command authorities to focus their service on dentistry. Dr. W.H. Ware was appointed to practice dentistry, and upon deployment in 1898, established the first Army Field Dental Clinic in Manila, Philippines. And on September 30th of 1898, Dr. J.W. Horner was designated Corps Dentist for the 7th Army Corps and provided a dental clinic in Jacksonville, Florida. So now we had one in the States and one in the Philippines. Both were enlisted dentists whose assignments had been as hospital stewards. Now, hospital stewards, as you can imagine, these are just aides. They worked under the auspices of a physician, of the doctors in the hospital. Now, here's something interesting. In February of 1899, 7 African-American regiments were deployed to Cuba during the Spanish-American War. Although it's unclear exactly when William Thomas Jefferson, a dentist in civilian life, deployed, it was recorded that he served his regiment in Cuba and was stationed in San Luis de Cuba in February of 1899. In addition to his command responsibilities as a line officer, he also found time to provide dental care for his regiment. Possibly then, Dr. Jefferson was the first African-American dentist to perform dentistry in the U.S. military. He was likely the first African-American commissioned officer to provide dental care in the Army, although it was as a line officer, not a dental officer. So he wasn't the first dental officer, but probably the first African-American dentist to perform dentistry in the military. That's pretty cool. Remember, that's, interestingly enough, his name is William Thomas Jefferson, named apparently after our president. Now, in February of 1901, and remember, that's when the U.S. Army Dental Corps was formed. Still dealing with support of deployed troops at war against the Philippines, Congress passed legislation directing the Army Surgeon General to employ 30 civilian contract dentists to provide dental care for officers and enlisted men of the regular and volunteer Army. They would be attached to the medical department, not assigned to it. Candidates, which apparently is a distinction because it means they're their own entity. Candidates for the position had to be graduates of a medical or dental school and pass a qualifying dental examination. Dental school graduates who were already in the Army Hospital Corps were excused from the exam. These dental surgeons held no rank but wore the same uniform as medical officers except for the silver DS insignia on the shoulder boards. Initially, they were assigned to posts in the continental U.S., Cuba, Puerto Rico, and the Philippines. February 11th, 1901, Dr. John Sayre Marshall, M.D., father of the Army Dental Corps, was appointed to be the first contract dentist. So he was appointed at age 55. He'd already had a career which included private practice from 1876 to 1901. He'd had book publications, specializing in lecturing in oral surgery at several universities, and establishing the Dental Department of Northwestern University in 1886. He lobbied for an Army dental service, and for 10 years, following his appointment as a contract dental surgeon, he provided masterful leadership toward establishing a commissioned dental corps. On April 13, 1911, he became the Army's first commissioned dental officer. He retired June 17, 1911, as Captain, U.S. Army Dental Corps at age 65. So he was responsible for the U.S. Army dental care becoming a reality. I think this would be a good time to remind folks that we are going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And remember that the U.S. Army Dental Corps was founded or started in 1911, 101 years ago. Okay? So go ahead and listen to this. When we come back, we will do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call.
one winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And the question is, how many years has it been since the U.S. Army Dental Corps was established? Has it been A, 91, B, 101, or C, 111. The winner receives free flowers from Vice Timber Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Now, call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. And what we're going to do also is we're going to register. Everybody that calls will be registered for the giveaway that's going to take place August 15th at Alum Creek RV and Marine. They are giving away a one-week stay in an RV at Autumn Lake Campground and Day Spa. Or you'll have your choice of a four-day motorhome rental to take wherever you want and go camping. So, again, the winner receives free flowers from Vice Timber Florist and a chance to win the RV or trailer rental at the campground. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. Call now.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment, barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies, including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854. 657-6854.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
All right, welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we have our three callers came on the line. The first caller, Sarah, didn't have the correct answer, so we got her registered for the Alum Creek RV and Marine contest. But the next caller, Troy, how are you today?
I'm doing well, sir. You?
I'm doing well as well. And Troy, are you in the military?
I'm in the military. As a matter of fact, just got done working and heading home.
Oh, well, hey, thank you for everything that you do. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And so what is the answer to when was the U.S. Army Dental Corps formed?
101 years.
That's right, 1911. So, Troy, this is great. We're going to get you some flowers from Vice Timber and get you registered for the Alum Creek RV and Marine giveaway. And maybe you can give these flowers to your lovely wife or something.
That's the plan.
Okay. Sounds good. Hang on, because we're just going to talk to caller number three here real quick, and then we'll get your information, okay?
Thank you so much, sir. Have a great day.
You too. All right, and caller three was Bernadine. Hi, Bernadine. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. As you heard, Troy won the flowers, but you're still going to be registered for the Elm Creek RV and Marine giveaway. Bernadine, were you in the military?
No, I'm not.
Okay. What do you do? I'm curious.
I'm a nurse.
A nurse. Okay. Okay, cool. Now, so hang on, because my producer has to get your info, and it'll take him just a couple minutes, okay?
Okay.
And thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
All right, bye now. All right, so before we get back to talking about the U.S. Army Dental Reserve Corps and the history of that, let me just mention that besides the besides the Dentistry from the Heart, I've been working on another charitable event called the Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic, and that's taking place July 27th. And what we do is we raise money for Down Syndrome. We do this. This will be the sixth year. And it is July 27th. It's at Alum Creek RV and Marine. It's also, I just said that wrong. It's, you know what, though, interestingly enough, Alum Creek RV and Marine is going to provide us with an RV that if you get a hole-in-one, you'll win. So that's where that connection came. But at Bent Tree Golf Course and Royal American Links, July 27th, 2 p.m. shotgun start. If you go to benttreegolf.com, if you go to royalamericanlinks.com, you will be able to register, okay? It's going to be really cool. We're going to have a bunch of OSU basketball legends. We're going to have a basketball hoop on the course, and part of your score will be how many free throws or layups you make compared to your other members in your team, that sort of thing. It's going to be fun. Buffalo Wild Wings is a sponsor, and they're going to provide... We're going to have a Blazing Wings Challenge where if you go ahead and do the Blazing Wings Challenge, which I don't know, I think it's six of their hottest hot sauce wings, and then when you go to putt, we'll give you a stroke off your score. We're pretty sure you won't be able to putt anyway because your fingers will be on fire. So anyway, that would be really cool. Also, we have opportunities for hole sponsorships. So if you're a company or a attorney or an accountant or somebody that can afford a couple, maybe $250 to have a hole sponsorship in your name, go ahead and call the office at 262-9588 and we'll get you the paperwork. All right, now let's see where we left off. We had just talked about the one African-American that wasn't the first Army dentist, but provided dental care in the military. And now, in 1901, this is 10 years before the Army Dental Corps, there was an African-American hospital steward, William A. Birch. He sent an application for appointment to an Army contract dental surgeon position. Documentation showed he was a 1900 graduate of the Indiana Dental College and had been providing dental services to U.S. soldiers in the Philippines. Dr. Birch is probably the first African-American to serve as an Army dentist, although officially as an enlisted corpsman. To date, historians have been unable to determine who was the first African-American dentist to be commissioned in the U.S. Army Dental Corps. So, we don't really know, but there were a couple names there that... you know, were people, African-Americans, that were at least certainly early. Now, here's an interesting one. In April of 1906, Dr. Leonie von Musbach, Zask, became the first woman dentist to work for the Army, probably the first woman dentist employed by the U.S. government, when she was hired to support the Army emergency relief for victims of the San Francisco earthquake. So we had the first African-American dentist or dentists, even though it's not officially known. Now we have the first woman dentist. And again, it's Dr. Leonie von Musbach-Zask. She had a hyphenated name. I guess she was progressive back then. Now, the Act of March 3rd, 1911, which was the House, it's H.R. 31-237, Amendment 49, and President Taft signing it into public law, 453-36, Stat 1054, whatever. Anyway, that act of March 3rd, 1911, had a major impact on the civilian status of dentistry as a profession. Before the enactment of the Military Dental Corps authorization, the words dentistry, dental profession, and dental surgeon had no significance or recognition under the law. The United States government set precedent for the official recognition of dentistry as a profession. So not only is this show about honoring our military and finding out the history of dentistry in the military, but what we find is that it was this military connection that even gave dentistry official recognition. It wasn't even recognized before. I think that's pretty cool. Okay, now World War I. which went from April of 1917 to November of 1918. In June 13th, and so I guess it would be right before this, when Congress passed the National Defense Act of 1916. That act also authorized the Army Dental Corps, Army Reserve Corps. Okay, not just the Army Dental Corps, but the Army Dental Reserve Corps. And we all know that we have a lot of reservists these days. We rely on our reservists, so we don't have to have such a large active military. In April of 1917, the United States declared war on Germany and entered World War I with a dental corps of 86 regular officers. By November 30th of 1918, that number of active duty officers peaked at 4,620. That's an amazing increase there. We also had National Guard with 1,864 in Europe. 891 dentists were in the Medical Enlisted Reserve Corps, and they were called to active duty as privates, although 1,079 other reservists were allowed to wait commissioning as dental corps officers. The statistics from World War I, this is the kind of the sad part, well, it's a combination. From July of 1917 to May of 1919, 1,396,957 soldiers of the American Expeditionary Forces were treated for many different dental conditions. Dental officers provided 1,524,000 restorations, 384,427 extractions, 60,387 crowns, and 13,140 dentures. Seven dental officers and seven enlisted dental assistants were killed in action. Eight dental officers died of disease, and 36 dental officers and enlisted dental assistants were wounded in combat. By 1920, the dental corps officers were located in England, France, Belgium, Germany, Russia, and Poland. In 1924, the Army adopted the practice of expedient dentistry, consisting primarily of urgent care, like emergency care, extractions, and dentures. And I think, best I can tell, that's still in place today, where the soldiers aren't really given a choice. If they're ready to, they need to deploy, and they're, let's say they're deploying in a month, and they have a tooth that has, that's in terrible need of correction. Well, the military dentists are instructed to just extract it, because the time it's going to take to do a root canal and a large buildup filling and wait for a crown to be made by the lab, there wouldn't be time for that. So they still to this day practice this, and they just extract these teeth. They figure that in the first year, when guys and gals get out of the military, they can go to a VA dental clinic and get them replaced. And that's the way they justify taking out teeth that could have been saved. Now, the irony is a lot of these former military folks, they don't go and get these things replaced in that first year. I think there's a little bit of, I don't know if it should be called post-traumatic stress, but there's a little bit of decompressing that goes on, and they seem to not take advantage of that. At least that's what I've seen in my practice. Now, let's move to World War II, which went from December 8th of 1941 to September 2nd of 1945. On December 8th, the day following the bombing of Pearl Harbor by the Japanese, the U.S. entered World War II with an active-duty dental corps of 316 regular army, 2,589 reserve dental corps officers, for a total of 2,905. That doesn't seem like a lot. Doesn't seem like very much at all to me. And I don't think it was, because they ramped up the numbers pretty quickly then later. Now, in 1943, the Army was faced with a shortage. This is interesting. They were faced with a shortage of glass artificial eyes. Now, this is before World War II started, remember? Research-minded Army dental officers in three widely separated locations experimented with clear synthetic resin and fashioned a plastic eye, which was adopted for routine use by the Army. Keep in mind, you know, dentists, we all know how to make dentures. I've made them at home in a crock pot. A crock pot, which my wife will never use again, by the way. But it just the process of making a denture requires that they be in the mold and submerged in 170-degree water for about 8 or 9 hours. So that's pretty cool. The dentists were making artificial eyes. They were also making hearing aid adapters and tantalum plates for the repair of skull defects. Okay, let's fast forward to July of 1944, when World War II was going on. Ben Luis Solomon, captain in the U.S. Army Dental Corps, later to posthumously be awarded the Medal of Honor, was killed in action on the Pacific island of Saipan while valiantly defending severely wounded soldiers and covering the evacuation of ambulatory wounded. He was a graduate of the Dental College of the University of Southern California in 1937 and was acting battalion surgeon for the 2nd Battalion, 105th Infantry Regiment. When a massive bonsai suicide attack of 3,000 to 5,000 Japanese soldiers struck the 1st and 2nd Battalions. Now, in July of 1944, Japanese soldiers quickly penetrated the American lines and advanced into the battalion's rear areas where they began attacking the patients at Solomon's Battalion aid station. In hand-to-hand combat, he fought off attackers and then took over a machine gun whose crew had been killed so that his medics and the walking wounded would have time to get back to the regiment aid station. When U.S. forces reoccupied the area a day later, he was found dead at the machine gun with 98 Japanese soldiers piled in front of his position. Although he was recommended for the Medal of Honor in July of 1945, the recommendation was not sent forward for approval because of a misinterpretation at division level of the Geneva Convention concerning medics' use of weapons. The Army Dental Corps honored CPT Solomon by memorializing memorialization of a dental clinic at Fort Benning, Georgia, in his name. It would be over 56 years before Solomon's heroism was finally recognized with presentation of the Medal of Honor. He is the only Army Dental Corps officer to receive a Medal of Honor to this day. World War II statistics. During the period between January 1st of 42 and August 31st of 45, the Dental Corps completed the following procedures. 16,231,264 extractions, 69,546,560 restorations, 579,473 full dentures, and 2,032,684 partial dentures. Now, to me, that's interesting because remember when we were reading about or learning about World War I, there were no partial dentures. It was all complete dentures. And now in World War II, we see that the majority, like four times as many partial dentures were made over full dentures. So that's kind of good. 20 dental officers were killed by enemy action. In addition to these 20, five later succumbed to their wounds. 10 died in captivity, and 81 lost their lives to disease and non-battle injury. Over 18,000 dentists served during World War II. Remember when World War II started, there were only, what, about 3,000? So, in all. All right, now it looks like it's time to go to a break. And let me see here. I want to see. We're going to give away a free propane tank refill to people that call in 459-9769. This is given to us by Alum Creek RV and Marine. And if you call, you'll also be registered for the 4-day motorhome rental or 1-week stay at Autumn Lake Campground and Day Spa. So go ahead and give us a call. 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. Call now.
Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, We've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko show to reach your customers by becoming a sponsor? Learn how by calling 262-9588. That's
262-9588. We're together. Tell me you will stay. Make me smile.
Okay, welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Thank you for joining me here today. It's gorgeous outside. Hope you're enjoying your Memorial Day weekend. It is our tribute to our military folks that we're doing this show, and I decided to, talk about military dentistry and the U.S. Army Dental Corps and how that came about. And it's pretty interesting because it actually helped dentistry as a profession be recognized in the eyes of the law. And we sometimes, I think especially in years gone by, kind of took our freedoms and our liberties for granted. We forget. It's so easy. Now, I didn't serve in the military. I was drafted, have a draft number, but right before it was actually time to show up, I mean, I think my number was something like 20, so I definitely would have gone, but it was 1974, and they eliminated the draft, so. But I do appreciate all of the folks in the military and everything that they do and the liberties they allow us to enjoy and the life that we are able to enjoy. This is still the greatest country on the planet despite all of our problems. I have a lot of patients from other countries, the immigrants, and they tell me that each year there is a lottery for people who want to come to the United States. It's a worldwide. Billions of people enter this lottery, and I think we have something like, we allow 50,000 people in each year. These are the legal ones, you know, not the ones that sneak across the border or come by boat. But, and so it's just something that if you were born here, maybe, you know, think about how lucky you are to already be here. Okay, now let's see. We were in World War II. We're still talking about World War II. Honestly, I think that we were pretty much done with World War II. And now, next thing would be the Korean War, June of 1950 to July of 53. On June 25th, 1950, North Korea invaded South Korea. By the next day, President Harry S. Truman had authorized use of U.S. forces in the conflict. In March of the next year, Dr. Helen E. Myers was commissioned into the Army Dental Corps, becoming the first woman to serve as an Army dental officer. Entering with the rank of captain, she reported for duty at Fort Lee, Virginia. Now remember, she wasn't the first female dentist to provide dental care in the military, but she was the first woman to commissioned into the Army Dental Corps. Korean War statistics. They peak strength of the dental corps during this conflict was 2,641 officers with 370 serving in Korea. Two army dental officers were killed and one declared dead while missing in action. The numbers were much, much lower than in World War II, which was certainly a longer war and everybody was at war, it seemed. And, you know, that generation, we're losing that generation at an amazing rate, and pretty soon we're not going to have that many survivors of World War II amongst us. Okay, now, in August of 1957, the first modern air-conditioned dental clinic built exclusively for dentistry to replace the World War II temporary structures was opened and memorialized in the name of CPT John S. Marshall of Fort Dix, New Jersey. That clinic was closed in the early 1990s. On March 31st of 2009, the CPT John Sarah Marshall Dental Clinic was dedicated in memory of CPT Marshall at Fort Drum, New York. Okay, so that's kind of neat. August 1st of 1960, Colonel Joseph Bernier was promoted to Major General and sworn in as Chief Dental Division of the Dental Division. Dr. Bernier is given credit for leadership in organizing oral pathology as a specialty and specifically for establishing the American Academy of Oral Pathology. Isn't this neat, all the military connections? You know, I guess I just had no idea that the military was responsible for so much. Okay, now, in July of 1967, they have so many numbers and things. Army Regulation 40-4, blah, 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 installation of dental service. About a year later, it was converted to an army. I guess what we're saying is this act, which, sorry about all those numbers, it made dentistry subordinate to hospital command, was shown to be inefficient. So they used to have this rule that dentistry would answer to the physicians, and then they changed it. In addition to problems with securing appropriate resources and low morale of the dental people, large numbers of the soldiers were being deployed without meeting the dental fitness standards enforced in previous years. So basically the big thing about that is this dentistry then became its own entity. In 1968, major improvements in Vietnam mission support occurred after General Scher visited Vietnam in the spring of 68. Tactical commanders in the field complained bitterly to him about soldiers lost from their duties because of dental emergencies. Improvement measures included a 20% increase in dental officer strength in Vietnam by June, increased availability of field dental equipment, implementation of the Dental Combat Effectiveness Program to eliminate potential dental emergency conditions in soldiers with combat military occupation specialties, use of an improved intermediate restorative material to avoid unnecessary extractions, so basically temporary fillings, field screening and sustaining care at theater in processing and at forward troop sites in Vietnam, and mass application of self-applied 9% fluoride paste. So we got better. We got better at providing dental care, and we're using temporary fillings instead of taking the teeth out. In 1968, the Army Oral Health Maintenance Program was implemented, targeting active duty soldiers aged 25 years and younger. Decay control was the clinical goal. The program required soldiers in this target group to have an annual dental exam during their month of birth and offered appointments to eliminate adverse dental conditions. Oral hygiene instruction and professionally applied topical fluorides were emphasized. Isn't this neat, the progression that we're seeing from the military just telling the soldiers, just go find your own dental care, you know, like when you're in a town or something. And to now they're requiring that during the month that they were born, to go and get an exam. Okay, I think we need to go to what might be our final commercial break of the show. And let's go ahead and do that. And when we come back, we're going to kind of finish up. I have just a few things more to go over. So you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset, when your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Her lips, I could kiss them all day if she'd let me. Her laugh, she hates what I think, it's so sexy. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me. It's a beautiful, beautiful sunny day. Of course, it's going to be hot. I, for one, like the heat, especially if I'm going out on the boat, which I think we might be doing tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, my wife and I are going to be volunteering at the Clintonville Resources Center 5K run and kids fun run down at Whetstone High School. Yeah, down at Whetstone High School. So we'll be going out there. Also, I want to mention June 9th, I'm in the Clintonville Rotary, and June 9th, our Rotary Club is hosting its first Movies in the Park of the summer. And we do it twice. I don't have the other date right now as I'm sitting here, but I think it's in August. And so you just come out at dusk. I think the movie gets underway somewhere in the neighborhood of 8:30. We have food and drink for people to purchase via a donation. It's not really for sale. You just donate what you want. And the movie, it's great. It's a great family thing. Just bring your blankets, your lawn chair, and sit out there. And it's so much fun. So June 9th at the Park of Roses. Okay, something else that is coming up, and this is going to be very important to my ability to keep doing Dentistry from the Heart, and that is raising money. And Buffalo Wild Wings, all of the Central Ohio locations, has been kind enough to designate June 20th, that evening, as Eat Wings Raise Funds Night for Dentistry from the Heart. Now, in order for us to get credit for you going there and having dinner, and what happens is we will receive 10% of the proceeds, or 10% of your check. So if you spend $10, we'll get a buck. If you spend $20, we'll get two. But you have to bring a little coupon with you there so that they know to give us credit for your visit. And if you would call my office at 262-9588 and find out how to get that coupon, if you'll give us an email address or just a regular mailing address, we'll mail you the coupon so then you and your family can go June 20th to any one of the Central Ohio Buffalo Wild Wings locations. And all you're going to do is eat dinner anyway. You may as well do it in a way that raises some money for charity. So we'd really appreciate it if you would do that. And let's see here, as far as our tribute to our military folks, there's just a couple more little fun facts that I wanted to mention. And that is, in March of 1972, the dental therapy assistant, DTA, concept was approved by the Department of the Army. What makes this significant is that although they no longer did it, they allowed it to kind of go away, kind of slowly eliminated it. What it did was it became the prototype for what we now know as an EFDA, E-F-D-A, an Expanded Functions Dental Assistant. And what that is somebody with special training. They're allowed to place the fillings under the direction of a dentist after the dentist has numbed the patient and drilled the patient and gotten the teeth ready for a filling. So there you go. The military was responsible for that as well. Here's the Vietnam War statistics. The greatest number of dental officers on active duty during the conflict was 2,817, with a maximum of 290 being stationed in Vietnam at any one time. The concept of support was a combination of unit support, approximately one dentist per brigade, hospital support, usually an oral surgeon per hospital, and area support, 14 dental service units and one dental command and control unit. Four Army officers and four dental enlisted soldiers were killed in Vietnam. That is not bad. I did not know it was that low. But again, and I think we've learned that the sooner we can get these soldiers care, regardless of whether it's medical or dental, the better. Okay, I see my time is up. Thank you so much for joining me. I've had a great time. Hope you have too. Thanks to all the military folks out there. Keep doing what you do. We really appreciate it. Tune in next Sunday at 8 and every Sunday at 8 here on Sunny 95.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.